We're joined on the G&M Family Market telephone line, and we're so honored to have her on the show with us, Keena Strelzik McMahon. She is the ex-wife, widow of Justin Strelzik, the folks around here know so well from his days at the University of Maine. Of course, went on to a lengthy career in the National Football League with the Pittsburgh Steelers, and very much one of the key subjects in the new film Concussion with Will Smith because of his experiences with CTE. Keena, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I saw an interview with you recently, and you talked about how Sunday is a day that's become so important to people because of their love of football. NFL Sundays in particular are a very different day for you than they were back when Justin was alive. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I stopped watching football years ago. Not right when he died, because when he had passed away, we did not know what the cause was. Dr. Ben Amalu didn't get his brain slides from the corner in New York until 3 years after he died. So, I mean, at that point, like, our son was in middle school playing football. So I didn't know, that the CTE had affected him until, 3.5 years after he died. And slowly over time, I stopped, right away, I kind of stopped watching professional football. And I'm from the Penn State area, so I continued to watch Penn State on Saturdays. And then slowly I just didn't anymore, and it just kind of fell out of my life, and I can't watch it today without feeling some kind of sadness for the players that are out there, and for men that I know who are retired, who are still good friends of mine, because I fear what their future holds, so it's very hard for me to watch, yes.
And what do you say to friends whose husbands played the game, who you were friendly with? A number of them are in coaching now and working in football. Can you even have that conversation with people?
Some of them don't want to hear it. Some of them do not talk to me about it. Some do. I never press the issue. I never approach them. There are some that really understand and get it, and they're smart about it, and they're listening, and they're educating themselves. And other people just put their head in the sand, and I let them. I mean, I don't push the issue, so I just kind of, let people come to me as they feel, if they'd like to talk about my experiences, because I think it's really important for these ex-players and wives and family members and mothers to hear the stories of people affected with CTE, because all their behaviors are kind of different. And I think it's important, and when I say mothers, I mean if you're a 60-year-old mother of a man in the NFL, there are things you need to watch for, because someone could play high school and college football and never have a concussion and go on to get CTE when they're 35 years old. You just don't know. So I think it's important at any age for all mothers of any age to really watch their sons and daughters.
We had a chance to talk with Matt Willig last week, who plays Justin in the Concussion film, and he talked about how important it was and how much it meant to him to be able to sit down and to meet with you, how gracious you were in telling him some of the stories about Justin. Did the folks get the movie right?
Yeah, they did. I mean, Peter Landisman, the director, I mean, he wrote this script and wrote my family into the script 6 months before I even met him. I had no idea this was being done. Until a few weeks before shooting. And, I sat down with my children that I had with Justin. They're 21 and 19 now. And I said, if this is not something that you're comfortable with, I will not do this. But they were comfortable with it. And I made sure that I gave them everything. The motorcycle in the movie is Justin's, the game balls, the helmet, the jerseys on the wall. I gave them all his scribblings and writings. Matt studied those. Then he really came into our lives and really, really studied Justin's downfall and kind of what was going on. And luckily, I had saved all those things, especially the writings that he was scribbling on pieces of paper. I mean, I had a 2-inch stack of just ramblings written out in his own words. So that, I think that was really helpful to Matt, and it was important for me to get it for them to get it right. So I made sure they did.
And what was the experience like for you watching the film?
I watched it by myself back in April out in Los Angeles. I flew out and sat by myself, and honestly, I didn't know how my reaction was going to be. It was me by myself, and there was a guy there working the film. I just remember looking back now, I sat very still, and I watched. And when our scenes came on, I almost felt so far removed from that because it was so long ago. I didn't feel like it was really us. So it didn't, even in the woman that played me, Bitsy Tulloch, I spent a lot of time with her too. And so to me, it was Bitsy and Matt up there. You know, it wasn't Keena and Justin. So.
We're talking with Keena Strelzik McMahon. So as far as the National Football League and their efforts, of course, we saw in the movie what they did and how they fought any kind of investigation into this. Is it getting better from your perspective with how the NFL is approaching this? Or are they still doing their best to cover this up and keep really the truth about what's going on away from people?
I don't know really internally what changes they're making. I don't see enough externally. That I get letters, messages, emails from people every day, former wives, saying I need help, I need to talk to you. So my husband is addicted. We have no money. We can't pay our bills. The NFL is not helping us. They cut off his support, and they have enough money to make to build hospitals for these men. I mean, more needs to be done, and it's going to get worse because it's the guys in the 80s, 90s, 2000s. And I know they're changing things in the game, and that's great, but we're going to have a lot of guys coming up that were taught to hit with their head that are going to have these problems. And so a lot of them right now that don't even realize they have it. And so, I mean, I think they're on their way, but it's going to be a long time. And I think the league needs an overhaul and needs some new blood in there. And executives that care about these men that make them rich, and the fans, they love the game. They don't love the players. Players are disposable, and that's just how it's always been. So, it'll take time. People need to be a little more sensitive to professional athletes and stop thinking that, well, they just make all this money and they have this great life, and that's not the case. It's going to be a very sad life.
And if anybody asked you as a friend if their son or daughter should play football in high school or even earlier, what would you tell them?
I mean, my rule of thumb, because I have two small children, they're never going to play. I don't think that there'll be anything that ever protects the brain. Because if you saw the movie, you see that the brain just floats around in there in a fluid. So unless it's tethered to something, it's always going to get knocked around. No helmet. Nothing's ever going to take away CTE. I say let your kids wait. Our brain grows until it's 18. I personally will not let my children play. They do play hockey, but again, ice hockey has no checking until they're 12. I would love to see youth football go no tackle until 12, no helmets until 12. If the NHL and the Little League does that for the hockey, why can't we do this for football? I'd like to see a change there. And parents just really need to educate themselves and read the stories about CTE victims so they can really look for problems that may occur with a loved one that they have that plays football, because the offensive line is a bad position. They're hitting their head every day. I would love to see the offensive line stand up instead of getting a three-point stance. That would probably help a lot. Those helmets really made them feel invincible, and obviously it shows the past 35, 40 years what's happening now.
Keena, with the revelations about CTE, with the understanding we have now, and with the movie, has that changed the memories that your children with Justin have of their dad?
No, I don't think it changes memories. I mean, it is what it is. It was what it was. And I mean, he was very bad in the end. Unfortunately, that's when they were older and they remember more. They were very scared. I was very scared. But I think the discovery of Dr. Ben and Amalu gave us kind of peace of mind where, okay, it's not genetic. It wasn't bipolar. It wasn't depression. It wasn't alcoholism. This is not going to happen to our children. This is not something that's going to be passed on. And their memories are their memories. And I think, it was great for Bennett to discover this because it gives them kind of peace, in their life.
Absolutely.
That, dad was like that, not because he didn't like us or he was, a bipolar. There was a reason for it, and I think that was really important to the memories of their father.
We're talking with Keena Strelzik McMahon. Keena, before we let you go, can you talk a little bit about the work you're doing with Sisters in Sports?
Oh, yes. Sisters in Sports is an organization that we're a group of professional athlete wives, former ex-mothers, sisters, and we're trying to support other women who have gone through what I've gone through or go through domestic abuse with their professional athlete, spouse, boyfriend. Where, you know, last year I had a wife come to me and she said, you know, I'm having all these problems with my husband, and it sounds just like what you went through with Justin. We're losing our house. We can't pay our electric bill. You know, we got together, we paid her electric bill, we made sure she had food on her table, and really Sisters in Sports is going to do that for, you know, athletes, families that go through what I've gone through, get them the help, the counseling, the you know, hopefully financial help that they need to stay on track. Because once the, you know, once they're out of the big show, it's a whole other story, and it's just a very, there's a very dark side to when you retire or you're cut from a professional sport. It's like, it's different. It's a very different way of life after all that goes away.
Well, it sounds like you're doing wonderful work. Kena, we so appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Richard.
It's Kena Strelzik-McMahon, 15 minutes after 5 o'clock here on Downtown.